Increase our love. Increase our love to the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program Prophetic Perfection. Prophetic Perfection because we discuss or remind ourselves of matters related to the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, expressing the most complete and impeccable nature of his character. In previous episodes, we discussed how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is the leader of all. His leadership is impeccable. His leadership is unrivaled. He is the leader of the entire creation, the leader of the prophets alayhi wasallam. We also discussed previously how the intercession of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam will be unique, and his status as one who intercedes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be something witnessed by the entire creation. Those who believe in him today, they will expect this on the day of judgment. But even those who denied him today, on that day of judgment, they will see and witness the praiseworthy station of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And today we will cover more the titles and the names of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So the prophetic titles is our subject or main topic or focal point in today's session. Before we mention specific hadith narrations about the titles or the names of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, remember the theme is based upon the traditions or expressions which begin with ana, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam began the expression by saying I, and this will continue throughout our series. Before we look at the hadith narrations for today's topic, I would like to share with you a point of excellence regarding writing salawat in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The beloved messenger, leader of mankind sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that whosoever write salat ala nabi in a book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels continue to seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains within that book. So if you write the name of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam with salawat in a book on a piece of paper, as long as that remains, angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to seek forgiveness for you. So let this be encouragement for us that we should express our love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam by vocally expressing a prayer of blessings. But from time to time, we can have the opportunity of expressing our love and admiration for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam by writing salawat, by writing a prayer of blessings for him. In terms of prophetic titles, I would like to say something about the names of the beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and also some attributive titles that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned for himself. And I begin with the expression where our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam famously said, "Ana Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib." I am Muhammad, son of Abdullah, son of Abdul Muttalib. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam declared his lineage, but what was the background of this declaration? According to one famous hadith narrated by his uncle Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, some people questioned or they said some inappropriate things or suggested some inappropriate things about the lineage of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This troubled Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. So he expressed his concern, he expressed his frustration or sadness to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did not directly or simply address Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. In fact, he addressed the companions. He stood up and he questioned them and he said, "Man ana? Who am I?" And the awe of his presence, because our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he had this awe about him, this ru'ab. The way he questioned the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were surprised too, and their answer simply was, they said, "Anta Rasulullah alayka salam, you are the Messenger of Allah, upon you be peace." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then said the statement that I mentioned in the beginning. He said, "Ana Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib." I am Muhammad, son of Abdullah, son of Abdul Muttalib. "Inna Allaha khalaqa al-khalqa faja'alani fi khayrihim." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation and He placed me in the best of the people. ثُمَّ جَعَلَهُمْ فِرْقَتَيْنِ فَجَعَلَنِي فِي خَيْرِهِمْ فِرْقًا. Then he created two groups and he placed me in the best group. ثُمَّ جَعَلَهُمْ قَبَائِلَ فَجَعَلَنِي فِي خَيْرِهِمْ قَبِيلًا. Then he created the people in tribes and he placed me in the best tribe. ثُمَّ جَعَلَهُمْ بُيُوتًا فَجَعَلَنِي فِي خَيْرِهِمْ بَيْتًا. Then he created them in houses and he placed me in the best house, meaning the Banu Hashim. This was the statement and declaration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and a clear message to those who question his lineage, that do not question my lineage. I come from the best. In fact, there are other traditions which mention how he himself sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "I am the best of the best." So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam declares his name as Muhammad, and he declares his lineage as being a lineage of nobility. Why? Because he would never have mentioned his grandfather or his father if they were not people of faith, if they were not those who believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he himself had forbidden the companions for expressing any kind of pride in forefathers who were polytheists or who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam declared his lineage by mention of his father and by mention of his forefather was a clear message to everyone that I come from pure souls, I come from the most noble lineage, I come from the best of people. This is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And in different hadith narrations, there are variations. Towards the end of the last hadith that I mentioned, he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ana khayruhum nafsan wa khayruhum bayta." In other words, in terms of a person I am the best, and in terms of family I am the best. This is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu ta'ala mentions the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in the Quran by saying, "Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum," that indeed a messenger came to you from among you. One reading of this is with a fatha on the fa. According to that reading, the translation would be that he is the most noble or the best among them in terms of people. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is a messenger sent among the people. Not only was our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam sent as a messenger from among the people, he was the best of them. In another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he is reported to have said, "Ana Muhammad, I am Muhammad, wa ana Ahmad, and I am Ahmad." These are the two names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Muhammad being his name upon the earth and Ahmad being his name in the heavens. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him. When he mentions Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he is described, he uses the name Ahmad for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that he is described as being, meaning Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, is described as being one who is a bearer of glad tidings, and the news that he brings is a prophet who will come after him, and his name shall be Ahmad. So that Ahmad is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the word Muhammad 4 times in the Quran, and he has mentioned Ahmad once in the Quran. A very beautiful thing. Let us reflect upon the name claims of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and the points that we are reminded of when we think about his names. First, Muhammad, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam so beloved to him that even the way his name is mentioned in the Quran, in the Sunnah, you see a reflection of the closeness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has with his Supreme Creator. In the declaration of faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions himself, and then straight after, without woe, the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is mentioned. So if you think about it, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no woe in between. When the ha in the word Allah ends, the meme of Muhammad begins. A beautiful indication of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his name with the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on numerous occasions. And there are verses in the Quran which also express this. But staying with the point of the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what does his name Muhammad mean? Generally, it means the praised one, or the one who is oft praised. He's praised a lot. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is such a praised one that he is a possessor of beautiful characteristics, and he is praised in every place, in every situation, by all people. And when you think about how will he be praised by all people, if you do not see a reflection of this in this world, then on the Day of Judgment, when with his intercession, judgment will begin, all creation will praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and they will acknowledge the fact that due to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began judgment. And even if they say the word Muhammad, that actually means the praised one. So by saying his name, without realizing it, his praise is mentioned, or he is praised just by saying his name, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Muhammad comes from at-tahmid, that is the root word, and in terms of its meaning, it means the praised one. And in his name, or in the word Muhammad, there is an element of emphasis, or in Arabic we say mubalagha. So he's not just the praised one, or he's not just the one who is praised, he is often praised. He is praised more than others, and his praise is a unique praise in creation, as we know from the Quran and Sunnah. And when you look at his name Ahmad, this is a superlative, ism tafdeel. Ahmad means that he is the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. And in terms of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the fact that he is Muhammad, he is necessarily linked to being Ahmad too. So he is Muhammad because he is Ahmad, and he is Ahmad because he is Muhammad. This is the beautiful point or relationship mentioned by our ulama. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam because there is no element of fault or defect in the blessed personality of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You praise the one who is worthy of praise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that his name would be Muhammad for not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation, generally speaking, will be drawn to his praise and the perfection of his character. When you look at the word Allah and the word Muhammad, both have four letters and both have a letter with tashdeed. The beautiful thing when you consider both names, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Supreme Creator, the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the best in creation. If you take away any part, any letter from their names, the remaining part is still meaningful. If you take away what people say the alif, but it obviously is Hamza in terms of tajweed, if you take that away from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can still use the remaining part. In fact, it's used. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. In fact, if you take away the first lam, the same expression or similar expression, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that to him belongs, meaning to Allah belongs, whatever is in the heavens and the earth. And when you take away the second lam, who? إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is He who is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And when you look at the name of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you take away the first meme, you're left with hamd. Hamd in the subject meaning, it creates the meaning of hamid, the one who is praised. And when you understand the word in a subject sense, in a ism maf'ul sense, then mahmud, hamd in the meaning of mahmud, the one who is praised. When you take away the ha, you're left with mad. In terms of its root meaning, it means to pull or to draw. In terms of the subject meaning or the ism fa'il type meaning, if we apply this to mad, it means the one who draws people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who calls people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have to look at the correct and most appropriate contextual meaning for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And if you take away the meme, you're left with dal. Dal on its own can be meaningful, as we know from narrations, addalu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi, that the one who calls towards goodness is like the one who does that act, meaning does that goodness himself. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, ala al-mahi, he said, I am mahi. Then he explains what the term mahi means himself. He says, alladhi yamhu Allahu bi al-kufr. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eradicates disbelief, kufr, through me. So how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala express this through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? How was this reflected through the personality of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? We don't need to think about this too much. Consider the era of ignorance. Women, when they became widows, they were almost imprisoned within their homes for up to a year. They were kept in almost captivity-like circumstances. They weren't given the license to go out. They weren't able to dress as they would normally dress. They had to be in this mourning state. And even years after that, if we look at the subcontinent and the history of the subcontinent, you had women who were being burnt because their husbands died. They became widows, and they were put forward and thrown into, cast into fire to sacrifice their lives due to the fact that their husbands had left the world. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there were accounts of children being buried alive, especially young girls. They were being buried alive. The people were so barbaric that if they wanted to eat a part of an animal, they wouldn't slaughter the animal. They would simply cut that limb off that animal, and the animal would be in agony. This was the kind of behavior that was going on. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the people to be compassionate to one another, to be compassionate to animals, to show mercy to animals. We know of a time where certain so-called religious people would be standing on the edge of a coliseum, and lions and tigers would be let loose upon slaves and prisoners, and the lions or tigers would attack and devour the prisoners or the slaves in front of an audience where these so-called religious personalities are there clapping away, and they would go home and talk about how brutal the death of that slave or prisoner was. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam came and he taught the people, he reminded the people how they should live, how they should adopt a certain social etiquette, how they should behave towards one another, the brutality, the ruthlessness, the lack of mercy, the lack of compassion. This was changed by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ana al-hashir, I am hashir." And as with the previous title that he mentioned, Mahi, he actually himself explains what does Hashir mean. He says, الَّذِي يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدَمَيَّ, that the people will gather at my feet, meaning on the day of judgment in the hereafter, the people will flock towards me. This is the rank. This is the honor given to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we have spoken about this in some detail in our previous episode, how the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will come about after people from Adam alayhi salam to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, eventually they will come to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gather at his blessed feet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Ana al-aqib, I am aqib." And as with the previous titles, he explained or he clarified himself, what does aqib mean? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "I am the one after whom there is no prophet." And this is something we also mentioned previously, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is that final brick, that missing brick of that beautiful mansion, that metaphor given for prophethood. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that final brick, that missing brick. And he is the seal of prophethood. After him, no prophet will come. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Ana nabiyu rahmah wa nabiyu tawbah." I am the prophet of mercy, and I am the prophet of tawbah. I am the prophet of repentance. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the prophet of mercy. His mercy is declared in the Quran. We mentioned this previously, how he is mercy for all the worlds. And there are many things that can be described as mercy. Water can be a mercy in certain situations, but in certain situations it can also become a punishment for people. It can become adversity for people, yes, because we drink water and it's a mercy. But if water is part of a flood, part of something which destroys anything that comes in its way, that uproots trees, that destroys homes, that destroys possessions, then that water has a different element. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a mercy, such a mercy, an incomparable mercy, a mercy in which there is no element of punishment. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a mercy for all. He is mercy for all the worlds. The alam is everything excluding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into alam. And he is mercy for the alameen. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Lord for all the worlds, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made mercy for all the worlds. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy for all the worlds. He was mercy for the people of Makkah. If they took from his mercy, they became believers. If they did not benefit from his mercy, that did not negate the fact that he was mercy for all the worlds. Just like water, when it rains, if water falls upon fertile land, the land brings forth crops with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if that water falls upon rocky ground, it will just flow over. That ground will not be able to absorb that water or benefit from that water. So it depends on the nature of the person, whether they benefit from prophetic mercy or not. The fact that he is mercy for all the worlds does not change and will not change. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was forgiving. He was someone who forgave anything that was personal to him. During the conquest of Mecca, we know he famously announced that the people who had wronged him, they are forgiven on this day. When he came and he was embraced by the people and the Muslims, they came back and reclaimed their homeland. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not call to account the people who had personal grievances with him, who had wronged him personally. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam forgave them. And those who took refuge in the homes of certain believers or took refuge in certain homes, they were also given salvation, because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Nabiyur Rahmah. And how is he a prophet of repentance? Through him we found out, through him we were told and taught that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the repentance of the people, and how if people did not repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would replace them with people who are and then repent in His court. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also said, عَلَى الْمُقَفِّي, that I am the one who comes at the end. This was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing his condition in terms of how in among the prophets he was the last one to come upon the earth. And if it's read with a different reading, the ism maf'ul reading, muqaffa, then it would mean that he is the one who shall come forth first in the hereafter. He will be the one to come forward first on the Day of Judgment, which we know from prophetic traditions too. These were some discussions about the names and some titles of honor given to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are inspired by the beautiful characteristics of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and his prophetic names, the blessed names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, whether they were names, personal names to him, or whether they were attributive names, attributive titles. We are inspired by the lessons that we learn from these names and what these names represent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to increase our love for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Increase our love.